Brilliance Audio presents Up in Flames by Heather Graham. Performed by Tanya Eby. Prologue. He stood in the darkness, staring out the window, wondering at the tension that seemed to riddle him. A soft breeze slightly lifted the sheer white underdrapes that framed the sliding glass windows to the balcony of his second-floor bedroom. He could see out over the pool, onto the water, and to his far left, the guest house. All lay beneath a strange, tropical moon. Blood red tonight, perhaps a portent for rain. The breeze as well seemed to promise a storm. It was late summer when the weather could be hotter than hell, when the humidity seemed to weigh down upon the earth's surface like a wet blanket. Maybe that was why he felt so restless. Where was she? Broodingly, he kept his eyes trained on the night. Nothing stirred beyond the window, a far different scene from that which had taken place earlier. Just hours ago, the pool and patio had been alive with music, laughter, voices. Chinese lanterns had cast a colorful glow over the assortment of guests, press agents with their nasal accents, Californians with easy drawls, Midwesterners twanging away. Here and there, something Southern had slipped into the conversation, and many sentences had been pieced together with Spanish words or phrases inserted here or there. The laughter and gaiety had all been on the surface. Tension had lurked beneath. It had been building, layer upon layer. Maybe it had been there a very long time, a slow growth at first, heightened by the trouble in France last August, smoothed over, yet the roots remaining. To him, that tension had seethed beneath the surface of the party tonight like a palpable, living, breathing creature. Was it just him? Had the others simply enjoyed the party with no feeling that they were headed for disaster? Was he too self-righteous, too demanding a taskmaster? It brought him back to the same question he had asked himself already. Where was she? He started to move, restless still, ready to pace the room. But something kept him where he stood, staring out at the silent night, now bathed in the eerily red glow of the strangely tinted moon. For all outer appearances, he should have been a happy man, secure, content. He had achieved professional success, acquired an admirable income, wed a beautiful woman, fathered two beautiful daughters. Things hadn't come easily. He had worked hard. They had worked hard. But he'd loved the work, loved it still.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?